adjustment in what we have heard from the revealed scriptures. Adjustment, assimilation of what we have heard from the Sruti, from the revealed scriptures. That is necessary. Proper assimilation. And to differentiate from things here that we find here in our perverted conception of life and experience. Hare Krishna. Nastikovat Buddha Gyodi. Mahaprabhu's announcement about Shankara. There he has given delivery of the goods from the Buddhistic school in the name of Vedic thought. The most dangerous. In the color of Vedic thought, he has given delivery of the Buddhistic thoughts. Vedasraya Nastikavad. Half truth is more dangerous than falsehood. Vidna Maniya Buddha Haito Nastik. Buddha, they are simple. They do not have any recognition of the revealed scriptures. That's all. They are on the other side, it is plain and clear. And this man has entered within our camp. And they began to preach the doctrine of Buddha. It is most dangerous. No? So we are always very alert of this apparent religious man, who is an atheist in the garb of a devotee, so-called. We must be very much cautious about him. So Maya Bhadu Timingidu Daragatam Buddhitta, the old Hindu section, so-called Hindu section, mostly swallowed by Shankara. They do not know how they have been swallowed. Oh, the vicious Brahma, that is nothing, non-seeable, non-traceable, non-differentiation, and the specification, nothing. Have to accept that, no harm about our creed. In this way they all accept it. Anyhow, he took to the scripture. If we see the good side, anyhow he drew the attention of the religious people of that time to the scripture from the atheistic school, total atheistic code. And now you read your scripture and then find what you can managed to find. So much he must have done. Parakhubhada viduyam bhalana munushasana. The enemy is according to the plane. Enemy. In one's own plane, a man's enemy is a man, not a tiger, not a serpent. Man's greater enemy is man. Greatest enemy must be a man. Others cannot make any harm so much. রাধা জানি জানিমি এই চন্দ্রা বলি কম্পিটিশন যোগ মায়া দ্যাট ডিপার্টমেন্ট দি কম্পিটিশন ইজ গোয়িং অন টু প্রডিউস দি স্যাটিসফ্যাকশন অফ কৃষ্ণ অল অ্যাকোমোডেশন কৃষ্ণ ক্ষীদ রসামৃত মূর্তি অল পসিবল টাইপস অফ এক্সট্যাসি ইজ হারমোনাইজড নাথিং এক্সপেক্টেড দেয়ার ফর হিজ এভরিথিং ফর হিমসেলফ so many by a variegated nature, but for himself. Then justification of the existence is there. So many, let it be innumerable, does not matter. But one end, all must be connected to one end, for himself, to satisfy Krishna. Krishna Indriya Tattvam, Krishna Priti. Krishna Prem must be connected to one end. Then plurality and unity. Unity is to satisfy his purpose. And diverse may not have any number, but I get it. Radharani herself says that is her special beauty, that they do not know, I have no objection, the others will come to serve Krishna. I look only in the satisfaction of Krishna. My concentration is always there. But their service does not come to such a standard as to give satisfaction to him properly. So my objection, rather than his statement, in this way, justified. They rush forward to satisfy Krishna, but they do not know how to satisfy him. They come and begin their service to satisfy him, but they cannot do so. There is my objection. Otherwise, I can allow. My eye is always fixed, just like the hand of a clock. The satisfaction of Krishna. Sei nari jiye kano, de Krishna seva nahi jane, jiye kane. In this way, Charitamrita says, this is the statement of Radhara. She does not think herself to be one of many in the competition. So that is her special beauty. Her degree and intensity of the endeavor to satisfy Krishna, that is above all accommodation. So that is others, that is a part of her. He represents the whole. And his own part develops to help her in indirect way. Some in direct way, Lalita Vishakha, and some in indirect way in another camp. But that is, the necessity is also there. Just as the opposition party is necessary. Then the democratic parliament, something like that. The opposition party, Betidi. Everywhere there is Annoy and Betidi. Everywhere. In Annoy, in direct, there is also a press for indirect. The development in such way. Hegel's version, synthetic, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. The development always goes in this way. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. So antithesis will always be there, But it will promote this health diseases to come in synthesis. Something like that. So antithesis has got its position also. Annaya vyatirika abhyam yasat sarvatra sarvada. In the first sloka of Bhagavata, annayat itarata atri savikanstara. He is only fully aware of the purpose of his activity. Arteshu avigga. What is the purpose of this world? It is known only to him fully. Arteshu avigga. To what purpose, what is being done, he knows fully well, not any other part of the world. Arteshu avigga. And the sarat. He is not to give any explanation to any other entity. Sarat, autocrat. Sarat means autocrat. Not for any explanation to another party. Sarat. Whatever you do, that is all right. That is autocrat, absolute. Sarat. Sarat means absolute. Everything for him, he is for none. And irrelevantly thinking, analytically, he is for us, we are for him in some way, and he is for us some way. Aham bhakta paradhino chasapantiva. I do not know anyone but my devotees. Sadhavudhidayamajjam sadhunangdhidayamajjam. They are my heart, I am their heart. Hidayamajjam. All the saints are my sweetheart. And I am also similarly heart to them. Sadhavudhidayamajjam sadhunangdhidayamajjam. Madannati nirjananti, they do not know but me. Nahamte bhumanagupi, I also do not yet to know but them. So vice versa. He is for the devotee, devotees are for him. That is, the substance and the potency. Potency cannot exist independent of the substance. And substance also cannot remain without the potency. As Shankar told, that Brahma is only there, no potency. But the Vaishnava, as a your opinion, that substance is Brahma, no doubt, Chetan. But that has got potency. Prakriti Purusha, not Purusha alone. Purusha Bhokta. The enjoyer and enjoyed, the positive, negative. The served and the servitor. Both combined one whole. The subject-object, according to Hegel. Subject, or no subject can exist without object. Subject means thinking, thinker. There must be something to be thought. Otherwise, subject cannot exist. So, object also cannot exist without the subject. There must be some thinker. Then recognition of a particular thing. Like that is the peculiar that you have. The atheists are crushed. The object cannot exist without subject. That is a great point of argument of the theistic school here. That the fossil was there. Fossil means black or white, hard or soft, something. And that is the stage of subject. Without thinker, no fossil can exist. There must be some sort of assertion about the possible. And where it will exist? In the subject. So without subject, no object can stand, and without object, no subject can stand. Primitive position. That is Hegel's argument. Subject, object, both coexistent. And Bhagavan Maharaj came preaching from the West. Then I had a talk with him in Bombay Mall. I went to welcome him from the ship. Came, Swami Maharaj was there. He was conducting business there at Bombay. And Swami Maharaj was present in a round table. We all took our seat. And the one Maharaj told, they ask so many questions that cannot be answered. But I had some knowledge about Western philosophy. I read in Vyagraj that Hegel's theory and others. So I challenged him, what points cannot be answered? Then gradually the talk began. Sulshai was there. He was watching very keenly. Swami Maharaj was there. Then in this point I defeated Bhagavan Maharaj with Hegel's philosophy. No object can exist without subject. There must be someone to give the statement what is in the possible, in the object. No object can stand independently. The law of thought cannot allow. Then Swami Maharaj, he told, here the West is defeated by the East, something like that. That question. The no object can exist without subject. It is difficult to understand, follow. But if one can understand, then he can refute the whole ethics code. The no object. In the primary stage of creation, there was possible and no consciousness. It is very easy to say. But what is the possible? If you have to assert something, that it was so and so, and that so and so means conception about that. And where does it exist, conception, in the subjective area? So any existence presupposes the existence of consciousness. So consciousness is the most original. And I also add here that in introspection, consciousness can have object in his own field. Atma can think of him, so it is concrete, independent of possible. Pure consciousness can exist independently. It can introspection, I mean thinking of its own, about its own. Atmagyan, Atmadhyan. Spirit thinking about spirit, independent of material existence. So consciousness is independent, can be independent, but never matter.
As Radharani, she sends her different associates to canvas on her behalf, her group. Does Chandravali also send her associates to canvas on her behalf?
Yes, and there are clash between the powers of Radharani and Chandravali. Lalita Vishakha, and there the Shodhya and the Padma, followers of Chandravali. what Srimad Thakur has written, Sandhu Subodha Pasi. Dekhi de paddake paraye mone. Sakhisthali nahi heri nayane. Sakhisthali is a part of Vrindavan where the camp of Chandrabali generally exists. Sakhisthali. Nahi heri nayane. But Srimad Thakur says, as the attendant of Radharani's camp, I don't like to see that Sakhisthali area. Why? Dekhi de chandra ke paraye mone, padda ke paraye mone. Padda, she is a servitor in that camp of Chandrabali. And the lower servitors, servitors of lower rank, they are concerned with the lower rank of the other camp. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if Sakhisthali comes in my memory, then the Padma, whose attitude is always to seduce Krishna from this camp to take that camp. So I can't tolerate that. Dekhi de Padma ke paraye mone. Radhikar kunja andhokar kori loite chahe se radhar hori. Because her interest is always to take Krishna from Radharani's camp to Chandra's camp. If Krishna goes there, then the whole camp of ours becomes dark. Dark andhokar kori. Once Prabhupada ordered one to sing this song, and this song was sung in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I marked, it was sung twice. But when this Radhikara Kunja Andhakar Kari, Prabhupada receives a shock. He's sitting in this end of the chair, and the sun is there. And when in the sun this thought came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakar Kari, I'm a shock, I marked. And in the second singing of the song, when again this point came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakar Kari, and she shocked. Can't tolerate. The Andhakar, the darkness in the camp of Radharani is intolerable for the attendants. I found it. But still it is for the to develop the different methods of service, different layers of service, it is necessary. Just as fasting necessary for relishing the food, viraha, midam. Without hunger, we cannot relish food, something like that. So, viraha and this competition, this is necessary to enhance, just as parukiya. Just as stealing to eat food by stealing in Krishna. This is all to enhance the satisfaction. It is necessary. This is all designed only to make intense. When it comes to the higher standard, again that is necessary to intensify, then these plots are necessary. This parokya, this stealing, this lying, this taking away, this camp, that camp, but the vilas, it is necessary. Otherwise it is stayed and one and without vilas. Ahe divagatit premna shalhava kuchila bhavit. Just the natural gauti, progress of the snake is by a crooked way. Ahiriva gotit prema. So love proper, it goes by crooked way. Salava kuti lava way. not straight going love. Because it has to accommodate everything in it. All sorts of things possible in existence is accommodated there in love. Love means sacrifice. Sacrifice is such a degree of height that it can embrace everything. Everything. In a singing camp, and what is that? Many instruments
orchestra
being played, and many songs are being sung. The variety, the number of variety, will be a credit in the harmony there, sung of. Different types of instruments are being played, but there must be a harmony there. And the highest harmony depends among the number of the different instruments of playing. Harmony, credit is there. The hundreds of instruments are playing in the music, but they are in one tune. That is the credit. So sacrifice, dedication will be in its highest degree. It will be of such nature that it can tolerate. If tolerate, toleration has no end. And there, by toleration, the harmony is there. Any type of opposition it can tolerate, any type, they all accommodate. Accommodation is one single, another it is divided, another it is divided. Toleration is necessary in the first. In this way, the highest conception of dedication means the accommodation of the infinite number within it. Still it is sweet. It adds to the sweetness. Krishna, when he offered food by affection to Yashoda, but that does not satisfy him. He must have to steal. He must have to waste something. He will distribute to the monkey, to others. Then he will be happy. Not by... And Yashoda will think, with so much labor and pain and attention, I am preparing food for my boy, and he is wasting all these things. Can't tolerate. But Krishna's satisfaction increases by that. More chance of service is given to Yashoda. Apparently, when a mother's child is little naughty, apparently the mother may seem to be disturbed. But if the boy is not brisky, mother's heart is not very satisfied. Very risky, doing something wrong, breaking something, then all the points of the nook and the corner of the heart, that has got some action. And that gives satisfaction to the mother's heart. And like a dead child, the child is there like a dead body. That does not excite any fine parts in the heart of the mother. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari.
So are there actually acharyas representing Chandravali, living? Like, is it a different disciplic succession? Are there acharyas who are representing Chandravali, like we have our acharyas in our line?
There is this Vallabhachari party, which is mostly found in Gujarat. They are sympathetic more to Chandramani.
They worship the Jamuna.
Jamuna also. What Jamuna, Biraja, and they in favor of Chandramani than that of Radha.
What is the connection with the Jamuna?
Jamuna is rather more there is link travel, both the parties. They say that when after Ras Krishna withdrew and then they could meet only on the banks of Jamuna by the grace, by hard grace. Jamuna could again supply them Krishna. Nowhere in this way. But Jamuna is more or less little neutral and passive. She had to accommodate all the parties to accommodate when they come on her bank or on the water. Even Baladev's party, Balaram had got his rasa, and Balaram's party was also to be accommodated by Jamuna, and she had to do it reluctantly. First she withdrew, but she was forced to participate in the camp of Balaram. Mm. But the Goswamis, they have shown the harmony that Balaram externally he is enjoying rasa, but internally in his heart he is making Krishna to enjoy. In this way, the purity and the harmony has been kept. The apparently Balaram is seen to enjoy with a particular group, but really his existence is dedicated wholesale to Krishna. So that is only an instrumental, a channel through which the Rasa is passing to Krishna. That has been shown and explained by the Goswamis. Apparently, this thing, the Balaram was very rash and haughty when Jamuna did not like to participate, cooperate with his Rasa, but she was frightened by Balaram and the force applied. Then Jamuna had no other alternative but to join the Rasa of Balaram. So Jamuna's position is not like a leader of a particular party.
And the followers of Vallabhacharya, they also worship Nataji.
Was he?
Nataji, Sri Nataji.
Srinathaji. Srinathaman means that Madhavendrapuri.
Madhavendrapuri is Gopal. How did they get that deity? Because
Madhavendrapuri. When Vallabhacharya died, his son Vitthalachari, Vallabhacharya in his last days, he had some connection, kept some connection, intimate connection with Rupa Sanatana. Then, though he was of senior type in age, then after when Balabhacharya died, he had sons, a few sons, and one was the eldest, perhaps was little Vitthalachari. And Vitthalachari was very much addicted to Rupa Sanatana. And when Balabhacharya went away, then Rupa Sanatana, they and made arrangement to engage him in the service of that Gopal. Gopal or who? Name of Madhavendrapuri city?
Yeah. Yeah, Gopal Devi.
Gopal. When Govardhani uthiya na, dekhibe Gopal. Gopal. Especially gave him the engagement to worship that Gopal of Madhavendra. And from that time, the position of the service was with the Vallabha party, Vitthalachari. And when there was some attack of the Mohammedans, then everyone was busy to remove their duties, first to Bharatpur state, Kamavan, and from there to Jaipur. And at that time, Vitthalachari, he removed to Gopal to Nathadvara, near Udaipur also. And from that time, they are, by generation after generation, they are appointed worshippers of that age. But it was with the Gaudiya Vaishnava. And it was given by Rupa Sanatana to Vitthalachari, the son of Vallabhachari. And from that time, they are the hereditary worshippers of that. From Mathura, it was removed to on the western side of Jyotipura, or Govardhan. First removal from Mathura to Jyotipura, and from there to that Udaipur state, Nathadvara. And there stayed being worshipped, that Gopal.
But Vallabhacharya, he's a disciple of Gadadhara Pandit.
He was worshipped in Vatsalya Rasa. But when he came in contact with Mahaprabhu's party, he could recognize that Madhura Rasa is the highest. So he proposed Gadadhar Pandit that I have not got Madhura Rasa Diksha. You please give it to me. Gadadhar Pandit referred to Mahaprabhu, I am not independent. You must propose to him, and by his order I may give mantram to you. And Vallabhacharya did so, and from getting permission from Mahaprabhu, he took initiation of Madhura Rasa, Kishora Krishna worship. Service of Kishora Krishna from Gadadhar Pandit. But nowadays, the party, Vallabhacharya, they do not admit this. No, we are independent. We are worshippers of Vatsalya Rasa. We think this is the highest. In this way, their movement is in that line. And when they come to Madhura Rasa, they give preference to Jamuna in that way. Anti-party of the Radharani's camp. But this Mimbarko school, they prefer Radha Govinda. Though in Sakya, not Parokya, as married were husband and wife. And then in Nimbarka school that he said, Radha Govinda. But Vallabhacharya, they are worshippers of generally Gopal. Gopal means boy Krishna, who is served in the Vatsalya Rasa, Nanda Yasoda. That is their acme of realization. But they do not deny that afterwards he had some sweet connection as a consort with the small gopis. Mm-hmm. And there they go to Jamuna, that is Chandravali. Don't do much like Radharani. This is their position. The mother of a school.
So Vallabhacharya, he was actually a follower of Gadadhara Pandit. But this connection with Chandravali, that came later.
That sort of deviation found in many places in the succession. Just that there was one Hari Vamsa. He was a disciple of Gopal Bhatta. But he practically deviated. And it is thought, supported by Gopal Bhatta's previous guru, who was a great devotee and written many books.
Prabodhananda,
Saraswati, Radharasa Sudhanidhi, Chaitanya Satak, Navadridham Satak, Vrindavana Satak, many books of high style writing is there. He supported Hari Vamsa to a certain extent, who was the disciple of Gopal Bhatta. And there is a line from Hari Vamsi. Hari Vamsa was not accepted in toto by Gopal Bhatta, who was the guru of Hari Vamsa. Another branch, as if coming down from Hari Vamsa, they are known as Hari Vamsi. But their real guru is Hari Vamsa's guru is Gopal Bhatta. That is not found there wholesale. The Radharaman Ghera, that represents Gopal Bhatta properly. But the Hari Vamsa school is another branch, as it. Theoretically, they have recognition of Gopal Bhatta, but practically, from deviation, more addicted to the rasa, vichar. And the Gopal Bhatta direct connection, they are very careful to deal with this rasa, high type. Just as our Guru Maharaj is very cautious about to deal with the higher rasa. Raga patha gaurava bhanga, that rasa should be kept always over our head. We are talking something about him very hazy and giving much respect. Swami Maharaj did not deal for us almost anything. A general rasa, general service of Krishna, he preached in the West. Though he knew and admitted that my guru is Radharani. Radharani, my Gurudev, has ordered me to preach to the West. And if Krishna, my friend, you have to help me. Because Radharani will be satisfied, my Gurudev, and your business is also like that. So you must come to help me. I am going to carry out the order of Radharani. Gaur Hari Bol. In Bhagavatam, the explanation is there. Prakriti Vaichitra and Parampajena, the deviation from the main line. What is the cause? First, religion was one. Now, so many things are going on.